We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, wait till you hear what happened in Kenosha County, Wisconsin this week. Started or was going to end, I don't know, Palatine's involved as well. On the phone line now is Sergeant David Wright from the Kenosha Sheriff's Department, Kenosha County. Sergeant, welcome.
How are you guys doing today?
It's all good. Cubs I think they're trailing the Brewers, so it's not all good, but mostly it's good.
good for us.
Tell me about this story. It's a 2019 self-driving Tesla or autopilot Tesla that one of your deputies pulled over this week. Tell me what happened.
Well, we received a call to our dispatch center for this vehicle that was being operated by an individual coming from Illinois. They were crossing over the state line into Wisconsin, and the caller advised our dispatch center that the driver appeared to be sleeping. The caller told our dispatch that the guy had his head back, his mouth was open, and it definitely looked like he was asleep. Our deputy set up on the interstate and located the vehicle as it passed by him. They got behind the vehicle and then pulled alongside of it to make sure that the driver was, in fact, sleeping.
Sure.
The deputy did see through the driver's side window that the operator appeared to be asleep. His head was down, and he did not have his hands on the steering wheel.
Now, that's
at all.
A tricky thing, then, because you want, obviously, the driver to wake up and pull over, but you've got to be careful not to startle the driver, I would think, too.
Yeah, he was traveling at about 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
The deputy got back behind them and they activated his lights and sirens and followed him northbound through the county. And the guy didn't pull over for about 2 miles. And he finally realized that he was being stopped and ended up pulling over just before he got into Racine County.
And this was about 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, it was about 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
What were the other, so there probably wasn't a lot of other traffic there, but there must have been other traffic involved as well.
I don't know if there was a ton of traffic on the interstate at that time. The deputy didn't state that there was a lot of traffic, but I'm assuming there was some. I mean, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Now, is this the first time this driver in this car has gotten your attention?
So this particular vehicle had been called in on two different occasions to our dispatch center, and one of the occasions we weren't able to locate the vehicle before it got back into Illinois.
So twice before people called and said, hey, there's a guy in a Tesla asleep at the wheel?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What happened the other time? I'm sorry, Sergeant.
The second time that a vehicle was called in, our deputy did locate the vehicle and pulled up next to it, and the driver was awake and driving the vehicle, so they didn't make a traffic stop at that time.
I see. And so what did the driver, 38-year-old driver from Palatine, did he cop to the fact that he was sleeping?
He denied sleeping to the deputy. He said that he was not asleep, but he was tired, and he would not admit that he was asleep.
But he was not otherwise, or did not otherwise appear impaired.
That's correct.
Okay.
I know that the deputy told me that when he looked inside of the vehicle on the navigation screen, he could see that the autopilot feature of the vehicle was engaged.
Okay, so, Sergeant, I want to get to the offenses, but I don't understand much about the autopilot vehicles. It presumably would be programmed to avoid other cars?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
When another vehicle approaches it, it will slow down. It keeps up with the flow of traffic. It notices things around it.
I see. Okay, and so what's the crime? Well, I understand what the offense is. What's the chargeable crime, or what's the statute here?
Well, we ended up citing the driver for inattentive driving. As far as I know, there wasn't any other tickets or any other things that were issued to the driver at that time.
Is this the only time this has come up in your county? I mean, I've never heard it before, ever.
Yeah, it hasn't come up before. This is the first time we've experienced this. I mean, obviously, we had those other two calls on the same vehicle, but this is the first time we encountered the driver actually asleep.
Do you know, Sergeant, does the guy work in Wisconsin and he's driving home early in the weekend mornings, or how is it that he finds himself in Kenosha County?
I do believe that he works in Wisconsin, from what I was told.
Well, I'm glad it worked out well. It's a scary story. I guess if there's a positive to it, it's that the autopilot must work to some extent because the guy didn't crash the car. But I'm glad you were able to find him, and hopefully he'll find another way home from his job in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's definitely what we're hoping for.
Sergeant David Wright from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin. Great to talk to you. Thanks very much. And listen, if I give you my license plate, do I get a pass? Because I go back and forth to Milwaukee quite a bit. I know you guys are out there a lot.
Well, I mean, you could try giving us, some.
Don't say it. Don't say it. I don't want to get you in trouble. Nice talking to you.
All right. Have a good one.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Here's Mary.